Listen to a radio news program. While listening, answer the question below using about 1 to 5 words or numbers. Write dollars, feet, kilograms, miles, years, minutes, etc. in your answers when needed. You will hear the recording twice. The recording will begin now.
We have some noteworthy moments ahead, and now we turn our attention to Christchurch, New Zealand, where our correspondent Aaron Cooper is reporting live. Hi, Aaron, what's happening there?
Hello, Susan. I'm currently at the car park of an innovative supermarket here in Christchurch. The time is 2:30 p.m., and quiet hour is about to commence shortly.
Quiet hour? That's new to me. Could you tell us more about it?
Certainly. In 2018, an employee at this supermarket, whose son is on the autism spectrum, proposed the idea of making the weekly grocery shopping experience more manageable for oversensitive individuals and seniors who may struggle with the usual lights, music, and noise. As a solution, they introduced quiet hour once a week, specifically on Thursdays from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. During this period, the staff dim the lights and turn off in-store radios. After successfully testing the concept in a few stores for a year, the supermarket chain has implemented it nationwide across all 210 of its stores. The company emphasizes its commitment to creating a welcoming environment for all New Zealanders, acknowledging the challenges some shoppers face during grocery trips and aiming to provide assistance.
How have customers responded to this initiative?
The supermarket chain has received overwhelmingly positive feedback from a diverse range of customers, especially from older shoppers who appreciate the tranquility of quiet hour. It has also gained popularity among many other New Zealanders who find shopping to be a stressful experience and now have the option to visit during a quieter time. According to a spokesperson from the company, this initiative demonstrates how even minor adjustments can significantly benefit people. I believe this concept may pave the way for a new trend, potentially extending beyond New Zealand.
What a delightful idea. I can see the appeal. Thank you, Aaron. And now, let's return to New York for the latest weather forecast. We have some noteworthy moments ahead, and now we turn our attention to Christchurch, New Zealand, where our correspondent Aaron Cooper is reporting live. Hi, Aaron, what's happening there?
Hello, Susan. I'm currently at the car park of an innovative supermarket here in Christchurch. The time is 2:30 p.m., and quiet hour is about to commence shortly.
Quiet hour? That's new to me. Could you tell us more about it?
Certainly. In 2018, an employee at this supermarket, whose son is on the autism spectrum, proposed the idea of making the weekly grocery shopping experience more manageable for oversensitive individuals and seniors who may struggle with the usual lights, music, and noise. As a solution, they introduced quiet hour once a week, specifically on Thursdays from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. During this period, the staff dim the lights and turn off in-store radios. After successfully testing the concept in a few stores for a year, the supermarket chain has implemented it nationwide across all 210 of its stores. The company emphasizes its commitment to creating a welcoming environment for all New Zealanders, acknowledging the challenges some shoppers face during grocery trips and aiming to provide assistance.
How have customers responded to this initiative?
The supermarket chain has received overwhelmingly positive feedback from a diverse range of customers, especially from older shoppers who appreciate the tranquility of quiet hour. It has also gained popularity among many other New Zealanders who find shopping to be a stressful experience and now have the option to visit during a quieter time. According to a spokesperson from the company, this initiative demonstrates how even minor adjustments can significantly benefit people. I believe this concept may pave the way for a new trend, potentially extending beyond New Zealand.
What a delightful idea. I can see the appeal. Thank you, Aaron. And now, let's return to New York for the latest weather forecast.
This is the end of the task.